Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, too late. We have so many great people in the studio. Ilona Europa here every Monday, Accent On, Pacific Time 6 till 7. And we know that this is number one internet radio station in America, but also world is listening. Then thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading my show. And I don't know what to say, but I am just so excited today. Is just first and foremost because I have amazing, gorgeous girls in the studio. Studio has four great mics and beautiful place, of course, but I have more guests than microphones and we'll be sharing. That's the word that I hate, sharing, but we'll be sharing happily everything today. Then I think I need to just start our show going by introducing maybe guests. They are big, big surprise for me even in the studio. Yesterday I got this gorgeous phone call. Or like text on a Facebook, say, "Hi, Ilona, I'm in LA at NAM, and maybe we can have a coffee." And like, oh my gosh, this is the man that I know, but I really don't. And he's from Poland, and he's a big producer, movie soon, but no, very big music producer, multi-talented instrumentalist and composer, and works with mostly right now in America, which is very, very weird. But anyway, his name is Adam Abramek. Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm Adam Abramek and I'm a music producer from Poland.
Yes. And, you know, then I'm like, Adam, I don't know you, but I know you. That's in my head. I really want coffee with you and you are leaving on Thursday. Then I have a show on Monday. I need to have you. And you wrote, oh, no problem, of course. But he said, I have my son with me. I'm like, son, who is this son? Click, click, click on the Facebook. Click, click, click. Alan. Oh, okay. Ooh, nice looking man. And he said, my son is a producer, he's a musician. Like, oh, my ears were spinning, obvious, and got very excited because everybody knows that I am a mother of Natasha Mira, who is also music business student at USC, and she is singer, songwriter, video producer. And you know what? Outside of me being proud mom and Adam being proud daddy of
father.
Alan! Hi, Alan. Say hi to us.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
And drives me crazy because you don't have an accent. Are you supposed to have one?
Oh, no. I do have an accent, just a little bit.
Very little bit, but we let you because you are raised really in America.
Yeah. I mean, ever since I was young, we would travel with my dad, you know, across the United States.
He's hot, like, and he speaks great English, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, I know you are shy, but, you know, everybody around me, they cannot be shy. You are a good-looking man, and helpful in
You're
Hollywood.
A good-looking lady.
Thank you. Talk to me more often about that. Thank you so much. And I understand you are moving soon into L.A.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm planning on doing after I graduate my university, Mercerist University, which is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hello, congratulations. Next year, yes?
Yes.
That's beautiful. And I'm hoping that when you move to L.A., I know that you have something very important already pre-planned and very important big internship that we cannot say out loud, but with big, big studio, great artist, nothing more, I will say it. And we are already very proud of you, if it will happen or not, because that's America, you never know, but always another opportunity is knocking to door. But fact is that you have some success already with your production, yes, abilities.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I wrote a song at Mercerist University, which I collaborated on with many students, like the most talented students I know on campus. Many of them are music majors. And I wrote this song, and I passed them around, passed it around, and many students were like, I love this song, can I be a part of it? And I have a work study there in a studio, so together we sort of met up and started recording, and there came this song, which is called It's Gonna Be a Good Day. And with time, it gained a lot of recognition among student body and faculty as well. And it became sort of a theme song of Mercer's University.
I just love it. That means that you leave and song stays with you, stays with you, stay with them.
Exactly. When I was writing it, I wasn't planning on it to become a theme song. It was sort of just for fun and pleasure. And with time, you know, it became something bigger, not so much bigger than that. And now it's, more, you know, even a souvenir. You know,
that's
something,
beautiful.
It's collaborated on.
You know, that's what is amazing about music. And we have many, many wonderful three great girls here. Very important guest of mine, too, that will be talking. And maybe they are not about, we'll be talking about music. We'll be talking about acting, modeling, and radio shows. We'll be talking about a very unusual business that another guest of mine is involved for many years. Very important one. Outside of what we are doing, we are very charitable people. We also love to work with people. But leaving something behind, I'm like running 360 around in a circle. It's very important to all of us. You got lucky because you say you start something, you know, that you didn't really plan on being maybe so big and so sweet, and you'll be finishing your beautiful college and you leave beautiful present for every young human being to be there. And what is the most important? The song is happy. And it's so hard to write happy song. Ilona loves, Ilona Europa likes to write happy songs. And I call myself underground electronica diva. I will say electronic dance / pop diva. I just really is not, they call me this way. But for many, many years, I really thought that it's not easy to write happy songs. It's just much easier to cry, whine, and being sad, and being just sad and sad. Country, sad, you know, pop, sad, rock, angry, sad. But, you know, happy, very, very tough. And we have something really sweet. And I think I can talk and talk, you can talk and talk. Daddy will be talking soon, but I want to play this song.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. I will leave with people. And this is like premiere, in a way.
Oh, yeah. It's actually probably the first time it was streamed on the radio.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Axenon has good luck when it comes to new releases. Almost maybe 80% of my guests who are coming here, they come because they want to release something before anybody released yet. We have so much fun talking about new releases, and then they are very good. Mm-hmm. Next week, we'll be having David Arkenstone calling us to studio. He's releasing his album number 170-something that will be probably on a billboard, you know, very, very high. But he said, Ilona, I'm releasing on a third. I need to call on a second and announce this because it's a good luck. I'm like, yes, of course. Of course, but this will be next week. Right now, Alan, could you tell us title of the song one more time? Who is singing that we properly introduce your song?
Well, the title of the song is It's Gonna Be a Good Day, and the Shannon Corsi is the vocalist, and Dylan Shadometal is the vocalist as well, and the lyrics were written by Michael Hibbler, who's also rapping in this song.
And you are a producer. Could you tell us your name and how to spell your name?
Oh, my name is Alan Abramack. You can find me on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter. And that's where I actually posted this song. So if you ever want to hear it again, that's where you can find it.
Yes.
And spell it A-L-A-N-A-B-R-A-M-E-K.
That's a very cool name. I think it's easy to remember. But everybody can go to Facebook, to Accent On page, and obviously we'll be on iTunes, we'll be on Stitchers, and we'll be on LA Talk Radio for downloads and for listening forever, ever, until the show is on air. Hopefully forever, too. Then we can listen to the song whenever we want. Okay, let's listen to this one. It's gonna be a good day.
But it really makes no sense at all. When I see her walking over my heels, I start to fall. I can feel my heart skipping beats. Right now I feel like I cannot move my feet. Though she shooting stars. For you, I'd catch them all. It must have hurt when you took that fall. It's gonna be a good day now. I got that feeling. It's gonna be a good day now. Yeah. It's gonna be a good day now. I got that feeling. It's gonna be a good day now. I seen a shorty walk by, I need a second look. Type of chick that dressed fine, let me carry your book. I can feel my heart pound, you can see I'm shook. I'm stupid, stuttering, uttering nonsense. These words steady fumbling, wonder what comes next. Will I walk you to class or hold your hand? Would you call me a man? I'm just playing. Introduce me to your friends. I got that feeling that it's gonna be a good day. So grab your friends and I'll grab mine. And we can kick it with the crew, call it rowing a mile. And when everyone leaves, hope you chill for a while. 9 to 9, no need to talk about how. So cool, you're the kitchen towel. So sweet, no talk, I could tell from the start. Cause
you look me in the eye,
I got that feeling.
Butterflies start to fly,
I got that feeling.
Temperature starts to rise,
I got that feeling.
When you look me in the eye,
I got that feeling.
It's gonna be a good day now.
It's gonna be a good day. Oh, higher, but great song. Lovely song. You left us really, really longing for more. And it's high energy song. We sure love it. Daddy, what do you think about that?
So I love that song. So it's so uplifting. So I listen to it almost every day.
It's so...
And I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, you know, I don't know what to say, because this show is supposed to be a little bit maybe more official, because we'll be talking serious stuff also. Oh. And we have this very talented, beautiful, young, gorgeous people in the studio. Again, maybe I will just introduce them right away. The very young and gorgeous next to me, beautiful girl with amazing shoes, great hair, beautiful talent. She has her own radio show.
Yes,
her
indeed.
Name is Nicole Smith. What is your radio show?
My radio show is called Smith Custom Elite Radio.
I know. And every time you are coming after me and I see you being so gorgeous and I'm like... Who is she? It's a radio. Why she looks so hot? You know, it's a radio. Nobody sees her. Must be something special about this woman. And I was right. Then eventually we talk and talk and talk. Because I love good shoes. She loves good shoes.
Yes.
Okay, I love extensions. She has gorgeous hair, you know. And she's just beautiful people. Everybody run to Facebook and accent on and see the pictures of Nicole Smith. Yes, she's a very smart girl because she works in real estate. That's crazy!
Yes, I do.
But not only.
Not only that.
Because a realtor like you can also work in the movies, in the videos, modeling, and just dream big.
Always.
That's what you do.
That is what I do.
And that's what we have this great conversation after the show. And mostly, sorry about guys too, because Nicole has a very, very nice philosophy about how to succeed in this business without trying too hard to capture some guy. and just really be happily married just right away? You are very young and very gorgeous.
Thank you.
Why do you think it's so important for young women like that, with look like that, not having somebody next to you right now to hold you and just be with you, look in your eyes, say, I love you, marry me, have a baby. No, you said you want to do your own way.
Yes. I think it's really important for, you know, young, beautiful, talented women to take pride in who they are and what they want out of life. I mean, life is short, and I think there's so much to explore. And I mean, it's okay to have, you know, a partner, a mate, but it's also good to spend time with yourself and to figure out who you are and love yourself and, you know.
Natasha, my daughter, listen, she's right, you know. Yeah. All the 20 years old beautiful girls and younger, we have a time.
These
you have a time for everything.
We're only going to be up for so long.
I want this to be TV. Nobody knows what she did. Nicole touched something very beautiful. And she had a reason to do that. Her boobies, and it was so cute. She said they are for reason, but not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, and you were 13 years old from New Jersey, and you were working in realtor business.
I was in the real estate market, yeah.
Since crazy.
Yeah.
How? Explain me that. Some things that are unusual about that.
My grandmother, actually, she went to go look at a property, and I went with her, and I was like, ooh, I want to do what that guy is doing. And I wound up joining the New Jersey Real Estate Investors meeting club. And everyone took to me really well. And they were like, who is this little girl, you know, in this meeting? And I just learned a lot from them. They took me under their wing. And I started finding them properties. And I would go on tours with them. And
You're so confident. And real estate, this is not an easy business, especially in L.A.
Right.
We know that so many smart people, unusual people with push and TV faces and everything. And you somehow, you think you're doing very well.
Yeah.
Gosh, and you have this, what is your bigger dream? Entertainment business?
I want to be like the next Halle Berry. Oh. If that was, you know.
If this is what you would like to do, you would love to be an actor.
Yes.
People run to the picture, Facebook. You need all links I posted there about Nicole Smith. Then we can find her. I don't know. You need to meet her live. This is like dynamo. She's gorgeous. She's amazing. She's intelligent. She's smart, bright, everything. And trust me, I'm a woman. I'm not supposed to say stuff like that about another woman. And I'm just overwhelmed by what I see and what I know for many, many months. She's very, very special human being. And I
think
the place, Hollywood Sign, is somewhere there for you.
I know my star is waiting for me somewhere.
If not, we are buying and
that's it.
Finding the stone. Jordan. Hi, Jordan, because now we have like real competition. Not only she's gorgeous, she's younger, but she's the most hardworking young lady that I read a bio about. Could you give us your name?
Yes, I'm Jordan Van Vranken. Thank you.
Could you tell us one more time your name? Because I know you mentioned that you are from Little Roots, Ireland roots. And
My last name is Dutch. Jordan Van Vranken.
Okay, she's a Dutch. Beautiful name.
I have a lot of things.
Do you want to change your name for the future? Do you think
I'm just
going to
keep it. I thought about changing it. I thought, because my middle names are Taylor Nicole.
Yeah.
And I thought, Jordan Taylor Nicole, that has a really nice ring to it. But at the same time, Van Vranken is so
royal.
It's like
royal.
No one knows how to pronounce it. So I'm like, you know what?
How to write this? And they double take and they know. Okay, I don't want to. I think we need to like a little bit settle on you for a moment. I don't know you, but I think also I know you because I read a lot about you and my beautiful friend that I know, and she was here before. Hello, Barbara Hollander.
Hello, Ilona.
Closer to the microphone. You introduced me to idea to have Jordan on Accent On, and it's a great idea. First and foremost, you met. How did you meet Jordan?
I came across her event that she was having last week at the Corbin Bowling Alley, and Jordan is remarkable. She's 18, and she's not only a beautiful, young, talented actress who's appeared on many great television series, but she raises money at her age for St. Jude's and Ronald McDonald House. So I stumbled upon her event, and I asked her if I could help her with her silent auction, and the rest is history. We're friends.
True.
It's amazing. I will be focusing also, Barbara, on your business, because that's a very unusual business. I don't know how many people do stuff like that, but this is something that takes away a troubled part of charitable life, the most not liked part, like how to find people who can donate stuff, how to just make this easy on us instead of trouble. And you represent very, very good company, which you'll be talking about it, that just brings goodie, set up the gorgeous tables. You are the head of master of greatness. You just, people are buying stuff for you. From you, from everything what is laid on a table, that's English words, laid.
Alona, you are you,
oh my
you are amazing.
I don't know.
You are so on target. You focus right on the key points.
I know. Outside you of do. This radio, I'm more this year. But here, somehow, the 1 hour a week, I'm like, whoa, I need to think. Yeah, that's what you do. And the people come, enjoy, you know, not stressful way of organizing their charities. Because the hardest part, how to raise money and bring the goodies, they are not anymore on their hands. Jordan, did you enjoy that you didn't need to deal with people giving you goodies that you found really...
It was so awesome, because when she first... she messaged me on Facebook, actually, and I went to school with her son.
Oh.
So we had... I kind of established a rapport, and I was very confused. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Please explain it to me.
It's not often that people do this stuff like that. It's a very hard idea, and she will tell us much better, not in Polish-English way. But, okay, then you say that... the connection was there because Barbara's son was studying in high school with you, Jordan. Yes. And we'll go back, because we have another proud mama. We'll say what your son, Barbara, is doing. He's also in entertainment business, and he's doing very, very well for age of 18. We have, my gosh, 18 years old people
I'm
doing.
17, actually. Awesome. I'll be 18 soon.
Congratulations.
Thank
Don
you.
Robin on us. Everything. Honey, Jordan, I know you have this very beautiful past, because you are working very hard, and it seems like 20 movies or films that you already are in, plus a lot of good known titles that I would like you to tell us. I don't want to mess up anything. Please, just give us a little shortcut to your life. Very old life, 17 years old.
I've been alive so long. I started acting when I was about like 5 or 6. I actually started doing radio. Back in Memphis, which is where I was born. From there, I started doing community theater, and then I somehow made my way into film and television, and I've done Criminal Minds, which was fun. I got to be kidnapped.
Duh, scary.
It was fun. Everyone on that show is awesome.
Good ending, I bet.
No, I lived. It was good.
Oh,
dad.
Yeah, you leave. God, thank you. Okay, good.
I was in Bad Teacher.
Yeah.
I just wrapped an independent feature film last year called The Wolves of Savin Hill, and it premiered at the San Diego Film Festival, which was pretty awesome.
And then, you know, you're like just studying also, being smart girl, and in the meantime you say, I need to do also some good stuff for people, because you lost some friends, yes, to the cancer, yes?
I did, yeah. Back when I was in Memphis, actually it started because my dad is one of the founders of the Ronald McDonald House in Memphis, and I hope you know what the Ronald McDonald
Absolutely.
House is.
Absolutely, but you can tell people who maybe not everybody knows.
Yeah, no, not everyone knows. The Ronald McDonald House is basically a home away from home for kids and their families who are receiving treatment for cancer and other illnesses. And instead of living at the hospital or having to stay in hotel rooms, which is completely unhealthy for when you're in that situation, completely free of charge, these families get to stay at the Ronald McDonald House long term for months and months while they're receiving treatment, and everything is taken care of. But the thing is, it costs so much money, because there's like 50 something families staying in the house. I mean, it's a huge house, and they're all over the country, but it costs about $1.6 million a day for one facility to be run, and they rely completely on donations and fundraising. So even if I only raise like $2, I mean, that's like $2 more that they didn't have for food, for electricity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's very important to me, because I did lose, I've lost a couple friends to cancer. In first grade, my best friend was diagnosed with leukemia, and she's a survivor, which is really great. She actually flew out from Memphis for my event last week. It doesn't even feel like it was last week because I had finals right after. So okay. I was like,
whew. Wow. Jordan, you're so sweet and you just your eyes are sparkling when you are telling us pretty serious stuff because yeah. the amount of work and time consuming, this is so time consuming. And I was working with many charities and children are always what I love to help. And okay, I'm helping. It's not, no. The idea of helping is an idea, but really helping for you 3 years already on the road, yes?
5 years.
5 years yep. on the road. Bad, you know. 5 years.
Get it right,
you know. 5 years, you know. And now, in a way, Barbara came to your life, and then hopefully mm-hmm. she added something or took away the biggest, the most troublesome part of the charitable.
Yeah,
you know,
it was really awesome. She helped so much, and it just added a whole new level to the event, and it was really cool to walk in and see all the stuff that was donated. Like, there was just autographed pictures and football jerseys, and I was like, I'm going to buy all of this.
Oh, I'm going to. Barbara, okay, you just tell us what is the magical place that you are working in, and now you are really, like, a very important person there. Who are you working for? What is the name of the business?
Thank you. The name is called Signature Events in Westlake Village, California, on Townsgate Road. And working with Dan Jaffe, and we're always adding new inventory to help people like Jordan. And we try to target what that event is and who the attendees are. If it, like, Jordan was a lot of young friends people, and young actresses, course. So we had Bella Thorne, and somebody bought a picture of Bella Thorne. So, you know, we tried to find out the bracket of income and ages and the likes, and if an event is up north or if it's in Iowa, we have sports memorabilia targeted to that arena, to that area.
And I don't want to ask how successful was the event, because any event that just tries to raise money for important causes, any amount of money is enough.
That's
always,
the way
you know?
I look at it. I you try too? Not to, because I'm very competitive with myself. Yeah. I'm always like, I have to raise more money than I did last year.
Yeah, we all want. But again, like I say, you can do only what you can do, because the people around you, they will just give or buy how much they can in a certain time of the year or life. You know, we cannot expect more. But I know that probably somebody can contact you if they would like to be involved or maybe help with something.
Yeah, if you even go to my website, we have links. If you Google me, like, you won't be able to not find anything about the Ronald McDonald House. It's everywhere. And if you go to ronaldmcdonaldhouse.org or RHMC... rmhc-memphis.org, and you can donate, and it's really awesome.
Okay, but if somebody wants to really, like, help you next year to do something,
do you message me, email me.
And again, all links are on my Facebook, but outside of that, you know, everybody will know how to get in touch with you. Because,
yeah, if you go to my website, which is jordanvanvranken.com. Do you want me to spell my name?
Yes.
Because no one knows how to spell it.
Yes. Okay.
JordanVanVranken.com. There's like a little email link. You just click it and you can type up anything you want to send me.
We can say only
hello.
Thank you to you for doing that. All of us, in a way, want to talk a little bit about charitable causes. And I would love to talk to Adam. Adam, you are a really big producer in my country.
Thank you.
What is amazing that now you are working for many, many years also in America. And you are doing many, many great recordings, producing here, yes? And where? What is the studio that you are creating your new music in America?
I'm working in Lake House Studio in Asbury Park. So that's my main studio, yeah.
That's my main
studio. Yeah, very, very well equipped.
Beautiful. And what can I say? It's so funny because I posted a link to Wikipedia, which is in everything about you is in Polish. Oh, yeah. Everybody needs to study Polish because I cannot find too much about you in English. It's time for your son to take care of dad and just create some nice fast and send it to me that I can post. Daddy can do this too. Adam, you can do this too, but I don't have information that I can post today or tomorrow right away in English. Mm-hmm. That people who want to find a little bit more about you, they can just click and just see what you are doing. People trust me. This guy is just amazing. He is working with the biggest people in my country. And like
Thank
I said, having son next to him that his eyes are watering, listening to production by Alan already. And he is 20. How old?
21.
21 years old. Like my baby, Natashka, is just seeing father being so proud of what you already accomplished. It's just the best present for every parent. Okay. Barbara, your son. What is his name?
Which one?
Two.
I have two of them. I'm
Start from
of
the
both
first
of
one.
Them. The first one is Garrett Barbera.
And Garrett
and
is?
He has his own insurance agency now.
That's not easy business, but he seems like he wanted that and he achieved this success, yes?
Yes, he's also a rapper on the side.
I know, that's how I learned about him because, yeah, that's what he loved to do. And I'm sure when you are one's musician, this never goes away. He'll stay with him. And then another son, son number two.
And son number two is Austin Barbera. He's 18. And like Jordan, he went to the to Calabasas High School and graduated from an amazing program. And he learned, he found his passion. And he's a production coordinator on music videos. And he's working on a CBS show, James Corden. He's the baker in Into the Woods. But he's doing some independent films, and he's just doing so many things I can't even keep up.
I know, but when you go to his Facebook page, you really can see the videos and names of big artists that he's
Galantis.
Involved with doing videos.
He's done a Galantis, Smashing Pumpkins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, trust me. You come here faster. We will suck you in, and then we'll spread every arm, say, come on, whatever you want.
Sounds good.
Until you'll be better than all of us, then we'll beg you, please. Alan, can you help us? We have this. Yeah, it's true. I love this part of LA because I think LA has a lot of people who won, lost, tried these things, that things. But I think we can be very honest with each other. Today is easy. Next day could be very hard. But if we want something, LA town is the town to be because we never give up on our dreams. Is it true?
True.
Is this true? Okay. A little bit about Adam. Adam, you are living to New Jersey. You are working on some jazz project right now, yes?
Actually, it's going to be like chill-out music, and the project is called Pulaski Skyway. It's like Polish-American project, and so that's me as a producer and American musicians, and so I love it.
I know you do, and I know that we are talking bridge between both countries,
yes.
Historical bridge. Now we know that Polish musicians, jazz musicians, are very, very known all around the world. We know that probably whatever you are producing and composing with a lot of great artists, this will make a difference in the world. But you are also involved with charitable causes in my country. You are helping children to survive winter, yes?
Yes. So every year we don't raise money. We collect things like food, like clothes, and every year we give it to families in need. That's our cause. So.
Then you are like the Santa Claus for yes. one day or for longer?
For 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks. Then people
yes.
just accumulate goodies.
Just gave us things. They give us things like, as I said before, food,
clothes, toys.
Toys, of course.
School stuff, probably.
Yes, and we collect this in a big storage, and then after 3 weeks, so we just give it to all families in need.
I love it.
Very
okay.
simple.
Alan, are you involved in this project with Daddy?
Oh, yeah. I've been involved in it ever since I was young.
Wow.
And we actually were involved in it on many levels. Not only did we collect food, toys for the children in need, we would also play charity concerts.
Right.
Gosh, it's just look at you. We have this beautiful group of people, and I know we don't talk a lot about that, but really when somebody asks, we love to talk about charitable issues. Yeah, I was working for Music for Heart for many years. We were raising money for El Salvadorian children with heart problems, and I can say that I was a part of very big hit, $100,000 in 2 hours. All my students that I'm trying to get them into very good vocal quality singing voices, and we record with them and produce a lot of CDs. We really raised $100,000, you know, in 2 hours with a lot of grandparents, parents, everybody was coming. We had very similar action. We didn't know you by then, Barbara, because it would be much easier. But the fact is that people want to give. You know, if they feel good, if they like how you present your charitable event, people open the packet and say, how can I help? I want to do it. But now I don't have charity that I can be involved with, and I'm looking for one because the Music for Heart got included in a Gift of Life. And now Gift of Life creates hospitals in El Salvador. They don't do any more events. Then I'm like, oh, I want my charity. Give me some charity. I need to do something, make some difference. And of course, I will find one. Anyway, little break, music break. The Way I Am. I want Alan to listen to Natasha Mira and Kid Genius because they both are from USC music program, and obvious, you will know them soon. I'm sure you will know them. Kid Genius is really hot producer. He already produces a lot of non-stuff here and there. Okay, self-promotion or mommy promotion.
Someone told me that one day I had to be brave, shelter my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but I've lost all my control. Shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me, and in the end there's nothing left to say? Tell me that you love me. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
daughter and kid genius. You both are so cute, so sweet. I love you, children. 21 years old children. Alan, we love you too. We love both sons of Barbara. I didn't have a pleasure to meet them, but you know, somehow, yes, I know we already are connected. And Jordan, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to get you into my studio and work on your voice, because I know it's something that you will do it. And yeah, I have so many great people on the wall, then you'll be probably very, very happy with me. I know that's arrogant, but I know I'm good what I'm doing. Okay, Nicole,
yes,
come on closer to me.
Yeah.
We don't have a microphone for you, but you, yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we are sharing. Sharing. That's
sharing
the word
caring.
That we are trying to learn. That is positive word. Sharing. Okay. Next, after me, you are coming with your own show.
That is correct.
And you also have another co-host.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And you, all show is about, closer to microphone,
this
please.
This show or the show in general?
No, your next show.
Our next show.
After my show.
It's 18 and over. We're going to be talking about sexual reflexology.
Since
sorry,
I'm not
Jordan.
18 yet, I can't listen.
Sorry.
God.
Okay, but that's
but
very important.
You can go to the archives, and we have very, very good information about a whole lot of different topics as far as credit and financials and traveling and... It's a luxury lifestyles radio. So
right.
It's very informative.
You know, we are laughing, but really, whatever you'll be talking today about, that's a really important topic.
Yes.
And all moms and dads, they understand how important is this topic. Then thank you. Everybody needs to tune in. And this is from 7 till 8.
That is correct, yes.
And it's channel
1,
right after Ilona right Accent On. And if anybody wants to see how gorgeous Nicole is, and, you know, again, she's an aspiring actor and model, and you are in some videos already,
I've
music
some
videos.
Videos and some movies, yeah.
Please go to Facebook, Accent On Facebook, or just tune in and download our show. Then, yes?
And I'm not single anymore.
You are not single anymore?
Oh, too bad.
Okay, I will say congratulations, because if it's love in the air, we are happy for everybody.
Yeah. Wow. Time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Yay. Well, that will be next show. You will tell us how cool he is. And he better be good
better
to
be
you.
Good.
Even, yeah. Okay. Jordan, I love you for everything what you do. And first and foremost, that you are only 17 going 18, that you are not even driving yet. But you have a time not only to be great student, amazing actor with so many good titles that everybody is familiar with. And you are like, when I see you, I won't just hug you, say, could you be my daughter, friend of my daughter? You are just one of those huggable one.
Thank you. You can hug me if you want.
I will. Trust me, after the show, I will ask your mom, but I will hold you tight. I just love it. And everything what you do, again, could you tell us charity that you are working with?
The Ronald McDonald House in St. Jude.
Beautifully. And if somebody wants to find you, we are going straight to your website.
Yeah, everything's on there, jordanvanvranken.com.
Yeah, everybody needs to go again and check how to spell this beautiful name. It's unusual. When you spell once, you will never forget. That's probably. And yeah, and just learn how to maybe help and do something similar. She's only 17, 5 years. Mm-hmm. She's helping people with really, really big life problems. Hello, Barbara Hollander. Hello again. Yeah, I love you. Thank you so much. We know each other for a few years, and we see each other twice a year, maybe. But every time when I see you, it's like I saw you all the time. You know, and I'm proud because I know that your business is growing.
Thank
and
you.
I know that you are very successful. And everybody and anybody who would like ever to have no problem with raising money on their charitable events, they need to find you. Okay, where is the place that they find Barbara Hollander?
They could find me on Facebook under my name, Barbara Hollander, or Signature Events, also on Facebook, or Signature Events just in Westlake Village.
That's amazing. Yeah, he's a really very, very good business and great guy. I met him. He's a really nice man. And many years in this place. He has been doing business for a long, long time already.
He's been in business for 12 years.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a lot of great goodies. And then Alan. Are you tomorrow, you know, on a plane to LA forever? Nah, you need to finish your school.
Yeah, I'll be in Pennsylvania for 4 more months, and I'll be back in LA.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to for all of us to, you know, to meet one more time, maybe with people that you never met, and we talk about them, and to continue friendship with the younger people, you know,
exactly.
Whatever older people can help, we are there to help, for sure.
Your daughter sounded amazing, so.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to meet her.
I'm sure something great will happen because of all these days that we have today. And then anybody who wants to listen again to your song is posted on a Facebook, on Accent On Facebook. Please go to this link and just listen. And your school is lucky. They will be having the happiest song ever left when you will be doing your magic in LA and probably a few good songs you will be producing.
Yeah, okay. There's more on its way.
I'm sure, obvious. Remember, Accent On likes to premiere stuff, and I have good luck to helping people get when they want. Even for me, I'm doing pretty okay, I think. Then, you know, I'm lucky for myself, too. Okay. Adam, I met you.
Yeah.
I met you.
Finally.
A few years ago. Yeah, it was beautiful and sad story because we work on this beautiful album for Irena Jarocka. She was my dear, dear Polish beautiful friend. I spent 8 months trying to put together Michael Bolton and Irena Jarocka to sing duo, which I accomplished this goal. And Michael Bolton gave me his vocals and Irenka Jarocka recorded beautiful song in Warsaw. And then I also put them together because Michael Bolton loves Poland. He tours a lot in Poland. And then Irenka met Michael. They never had the chance really to sing live together because Irena died of cancer. She died in a few months, you know, for a moment. Mm-hmm. Beautiful lady. There was like...
Very good singer.
Beautiful singer, right. The classy diva, amazing lady, dearest, dearest friend. We had so many memories. I wrote two songs for her album, last album that she had, which, Adam, you produced whole album and
yes.
A big success. Then again, I'm so proud to now know you in person. I know that we'll be having friendships forever.
Pleasure is all mine.
Oh, gosh. And if somebody wants to use you, abuse you musically also, because, you know, we know that people are reaching out for a lot of great artists outside of this country, too. You know,
cool.
How they can find you?
So I've got my own website, so you can email me, and that's it.
Okay, then go to your website. Everybody who doesn't know how to spell Abramek, go to Ilona Accent On, Ilona Europa Accent On Facebook. We have all links. And just word is one tiny small place. Look at what's happened today. Everybody's from every place. And I know it's for a reason. I know maybe the bridge between America and Poland could be closer. Maybe we'll start from Poland. We'll move to Europe. We'll be helping children. Maybe somebody will be nice also help Jordan to raise much, much, much more money next year, whatever the money would be. Okay, I am like so tired, happy tired in a way. My emotions are going down, but that's not Ilona Europa because everybody knows that my strong side is to play dance music. And this time, again, I'll play my own song because it's right now in promotion, radio dance promotion, and it's called Eternal Kiss. That's all what I want to send to everybody.
Wow.
It's done by Club Junkies, very, very known producer from UK. And yes, thank you, Harry Towers, for promotion. And to everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.